sometimes I'll forget that she has them in a jar. Usually, you know, she'll catch them, then I'll let them go. A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes. If you went up maybe to the lake, what kind of those big little bugs that fly around?
Oh, my goodness. We used to call them snake feeders or something. Is that it? Huh?
That's it.
Oh, my goodness. Snake doctors, snake feeders.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of stinging insects can you think of?
Well, there's bees and hornets and yellow jackets. Mm-hmm. Bumblebees, bumblebee and honeybee.
A kind of insect that builds big paper nests the size of a football in trees.
Hornets.
The kind that builds small paper nests often on the side of a house.
That's a wasp.
Okay. The kind that build nests in the ground and swarm all over you.
Yellow jackets.
The kind that fly around at night and bite. Sometimes they carry malaria.
That's mosquitoes.
If you're walking in the woods without boots, these little things burrow in your skin.
Would it be a leech or something like that? Burrow in your skin.
Yeah, or just walk out in tall grass lots of times. Sometimes you have to come back in and you don't have a mosquito bite, you have another kind of bite.
Oh, don't believe I don't know. I don't think I've ever had an experience like that.
What are the insects, sometimes green and sometimes round, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers?
Mm-hmm. A small fish that's used for bait.
Miller?
Mm-hmm. sounds like my house. What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Stretched across the room has a big what?
In the corners of a room, maybe up here.
Oh, cobwebs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet they are.
The part of a tree that's underneath the ground is called?
Roots.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Is maples.
What would you call a big group of these maple trees?
Would it be a grove?
Mm-hmm. A tall shade tree with long white limbs and a white scaly bark.
That's poplar, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What did George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
A shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and which is poison to some people.
Poison to some people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Let me read you what it says.
Pokeberry.
A very tall bush or shrub with a stem of leaves growing from it that turns bright red in the fall. It has a little red bunch at the top. It grows on hillsides.
Pokeberry. Huh? Is that it?
What different kinds of growths are they? I just got this last spring that if you walk through it or get it on your skin, it makes you break out.
A poison ivy, a poison oak.
The red berries that you eat with sugar and cream.
Strawberries, cherries.
What other kinds of berries? Just any other kind?
Well, you got dewberries, huckleberries, raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see, blackberries.
Mm-hmm. Some berries that grow in the wood are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you'd say that they are
poison.
Tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers that bloom in the late spring.
Pink and white flowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bush.
Mm-hmm.
Pink and white. Oh my goodness! I'm in the garden club. Can't even think of that.
Mountain laurel.